So do astrological predictions imply that we don't have free will, especially when, say, astrological predictions as given in some Bhrigu Shastra, they very very accurately determine certain things about our life. Yeah. Actually, our past karma does determine certain major landmarks in our life. So, suppose, say if I am going from here to Melbourne, and I board a flight to Melbourne. Once I board the flight to Melbourne, the trajectory is more or less fixed. And I can see, okay, I am here now, I am now come to Calcutta. Now I am coming to Bangkok. Now I am coming to Singapore. So that trajectory is more or less fixed. And once I have boarded that flight, I can't change the trajectory. At the same time, within that, when the plane is going along that trajectory, I have still choices. So it may also be determined once I take a particular seat, who's going to sit next to me, that may also be fixed. Who is sitting right, left, to my left, who is going to sit to my right, that may also be fixed. But within that, what I do, I still have free will. You know, I can be in a very argumentative mood and I fight, quarrel with the person next to me, I quarrel with the person next to me. And then, or I may just, you know, become abusive and attack somebody, and then as soon as I come out of the flight, I am under arrest. Or I find that a person sitting next to me is a very influential businessman and I come up with a business deal. And, you know, I have a lot of prospects ahead of me after I come out the flight. So, once I am in the flight, a large pattern of my life is fixed once I have boarded the flight. But still within that also, I have substantial freedom. So astrology can predict. So basically when we start on a life journey, it's like if you consider the body to be like a plane, we have ascended the plane. And at a very broad contour, the body is in a plane journey from birth, through youth, through middle age, through old age, ultimately to death. That is the trajectory that is fixed. So that trajectory to some extent can be told by astrology. So things like, you know, just as if you want to go on a flight, they can tell us where are you going to go, where is the plane going to be at this time, where is the plane going to be at this time, where is the plane going to be at this time, you know, who is going to be sitting next to you here, who is going to be ahead of you, who is going to be behind you. Those things are fixed. But still, what we do is not fixed. Now, within that also, sometimes we may say, oh, I want to change my seat, I want to go from here and I sit somewhere else. Some amount of freedom is there. So astrology does determine certain things in our life. And those who are accurate astrologers, they may be able to tell us about these things. So still, that does not mean everything is determined. So for example, to take it again very generic terms, if I am born in India, then a large percent of the people whom I am going to associate with are Indians. That is just fixed by my birth in India. Now, I may emigrate to some other country and then my people around me may change. But even there also, you know, I may want to associate with Indians because that's what I am familiar with. And I may form a group, then even then I will have a large number of Indians with me. But still I may be interacting with some other people also. So, it's not necessary that the predetermination of certain things or the capacity to predetermine certain things necessarily implies that nothing is in our hands or everything is predetermined. We do have free will. And one challenge in dealing with astrology is to know in advance which factors which are predicted are right or which are wrong. We may not be able to know that based on how precise the astrologer is, how precise the particular kind of astrology is, or then how much of a initiative we take in our own lives, especially if we start practicing bhakti. Then often astrologers tell that is also an important element which may change the astrological predictions to some extent. So that's why we don't have to over depend on astrology. First of all, in principle, astrology does not mean that we don't have free will. It does mean that certain things in our life are determined and certain things are still malleable and choosable for us. Okay. And